This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Strap yourselves in. The globalists are straight. Social upheaval worldwide to bring in their planetary government. William Benny, former top NSA whistleblower, is going to be joining us. Wayne Madsen, also formerly of the NSA, to break down the real history of McCain and more, and a ton of breaking news today. But first, John Bowne's report on the fact that revolution is imminent in Greece.
With great reluctance, the German parliament has voted in favor of beginning negotiations on the 86 billion euro Greek bailout deal. 49% of Germans didn't want to enter talks over the burden of relieving Greece of its 320 billion euro debt. The credit control limits on the restriction to withdraw only 60 euros per day will only be eased gradually, while the value-added tax will rise from 13% to 23% in the next few days, raising prices on everything in a country struggling with a broken infrastructure.
It's basically, the European people paid off the debts of the Greek debts held by these big banks, which were charging monster fees, and now they're saying, okay, they're telling the Greek people, now you have to bail out our bailout. And it's coming down to a massive per family interest charges of $10,000 to $15,000 a year. And under Greek size, it's impossible. They're basically going to be taking all these assets. In the case of Greece, by the way, one of the big assets that they were trying to grab is Greece has tremendous offshore gas resources. And at the moment, obviously, the natural gas market has collapsed. But believe me, they're going to be going after those resources. We see in Ireland. Ireland actually has gold. They're going to be going after those resources. Spain has resources. So basically, they're draining these nations.
Economist John Perkins suggested Greece turn to China's banks rather than kneel to the sovereign-sucking IMF and EU monstrosity.
I recently met with a minister, a state of Ecuador, who's very savvy on these things, and he said, of course we'd rather borrow money from China. And I said, well, don't you think that China's going to turn around and do the same thing? He said, well, we have no idea ultimately what China will do, of course, but what we do know is that the World Bank, the IMF, the Europeans, and the U.S. have screwed us over. And we also know that they've overthrown our governments and coups throughout Latin America. They've assassinated presidents down here, including in Ecuador.
The Greek people are furious. Right-wing Golden Dawn party member Ilias Kassadarias tore up the bailout deal, reflecting the rising anger amongst the people of Greece, who voted by 61% to reject austerity. Their wishes were ignored. The terms imposed by the Euro leaders in the all-night tug-of-war negotiations resulted in Greece surrendering much of its sovereignty to outside supervision. Legislation must be passed to cut pensions, a chokehold on collective bargaining agreements, and a continuation of spending constraints. Basically, hell on earth for the lifestyle of an average Greek citizen. Prime Minister Tsipras is now facing nothing short of a revolution. Think about it. How do you sell the death of democracy to the birthplace of democracy?
The wreckage of the ship of tyranny, the ship of death, the ship of corruption, the ship of fraud, the ship that is willing to overturn our world and everything good in it, because everything good in it is diametrically opposed to the hellish vision of the controllers.
With cotton in their ears to the lowly voices all around them, the globalists are hastily playing their cards as the Eurozone, the demon child conceived in the back rooms of the 1955 Bilderberg meetings, spirals out of control. John Bowne for InfoWars.com.
as it was designed to do, and we return the top story. They're calling to end all national sovereignty that's left in the EU as the answer to the EU crisis. Then the EU itself will collapse and enter the open planetary government, but only after a 5 to 10 year worldwide depression and orchestrated civil unrest. I'm Alex Jones.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The internet, designed by DARPA, is a real-world, real-time interface meant to track every activity of every human on the planet in real time to be able to predict the future and also manipulate the outcomes of future events. It is designed to blackmail and control and suppress the population. The last 20 years, as we've seen the internet go from being something that only techies were involved in since the 70s, to being ubiquitous in every home and every appliance, was simply the rollout of the Trojan horse, glistening and beautiful, coming through the gates with rose petals being thrown before its wheels. But now, in the dead of night, as the world hurtles into a new dark age, a trapdoor in the belly is opening, and out is pouring the true payload of the internet. I want to be clear. Technology is a double-edged sword. technology in the hands of good people is a good thing. I'm the opposite of a troglodyte. But the way it's been designed and the way the system's been set up is dehumanizing. And there's a lot of examples of this today that I'm going to be going over at the bottom of the hour. Like this one, oops, cheating website Ashley Madison hacked. Hackers are threatening to out millions of users, 30 plus million, of Ashley Madison, the dating site for married cheaters. 37 million clients. I read the news every day, intensely, constantly, basically. And, you know, you can also go to the statistics. Almost all data breaches are by the big banks, the government, and mega sites. And then they're the very groups always calling for the cashless society and to be 100% dependent on technology. What happens when there's a giant X flare that hits the satellites? What happens when there's a Carrington event? And we're totally dependent on GPS and robot cars and automation. Already you see the jobs disappearing because of it, as if it's a foregone conclusion. We could have built a global architecture and a design model to put humans at the center of technology to empower and enlighten us, and instead the globalists openly admit it's being set up to make us obsolete. Planned obsolescence for humanity. And that's the big governing system of our world. Governed by the Hungarian-German royal family / Romanian royal family that married in with the Rothschilds in the last 200 years and controls much of the planet's wealth, a good two-thirds of it, and is tax-exempt, wearing crowns in front of us and being worshipped by every tabloid on the surface of the planet. And then it comes out, her uncle and her dad and her and all of them hailing Hitler, and as if it's news that Edward VIII was going to be set up as the Nazi king of the EU, a German princeling. And they're talking about arresting whoever released the film footage of her and her Nazi salute. Well, I mean, this was a program so that her uncle could take over. Hitler planned to put Edward VIII first on the throne of England and then on the throne of the EU and then the throne of the world. And they have a whole laid out plan how they'd put fluoride in your water, how they develop biometrics in 1860. And you got to hand it to them. I mean, they're smart, devilishly cunning. And how do you get a public who doesn't even understand the basics of history or the branches of government to understand what they're facing? Right next to Hitler in the gray trench coat, Edward VIII. On screen with Adolf Hitler at the Eagle's Nest. I mean, it's even the BBC, the EU was a Nazi project. And let's be clear. The Nazis were one vehicle to establish planetary government, who were then set up by the even more cunning elites and used to bring in the United States and the UK elites as the saviors of the world and Bretton Woods with the control of the new global currency, the dollar. And now we come to the beginning of the end of the dollar and the new global SDR. And I've told you for about 18 years of my 20 that the plan of the Trilateral Commission would be to create three super regions, merge them through crises, and now the EU is saying get rid of all sovereignty that's left, end all sovereignty in the local countries, transfer it all into the super state, and that will fix the problems. That's what the French president and others are saying. Then the EU itself will be completely imploded, and the great planetary regime will be brought in on the back of it. But first, they're going to engineer world social unrest and divide and conquer infighting, the likes of which this rock has never seen. But let's go to the latest Mark Dice video on Infowars.com. Liberals signed petition to support white privilege tax. And that ties into Obama and his secret race initiative database. That ties into the announcement, if you're disabled on Social Security, you will have your guns taken. It was on Infowars.com Saturday. It's in the LA Times today. It's all starting, so get ready. Here's that report.
We're trying to implement a white privilege tax on the white man to kind of give back to the minority communities, but we still need to just hold on, hear me out here. It's a, you know, white privilege. A lot of, when you're born into America as a white man, you're born into this white privilege, and to try to even out the playing field, we're implementing a new white privilege tax. It's just a 1% tax on the Caucasians, and it'll just be redistributed into some of the minority.
They'll pass something like this.
Well, this is something that we've been trying to do for a while, just to help out with the equality, a print birthday and a signature. The white privilege tax is just a small 1% tax on the Caucasians, on their income, and that money will be used to help some of the minority programs and minority communities. It'll just help even the playing field, don't you think?
Yeah, I just don't see it getting passed.
Well, we're trying everything we can, and we'll see. Your signature should help support that quite a bit. So okay, thanks for supporting that.
All right. Take care.
Race, are you?
I'm Puerto Rican.
Okay. We're trying to implement you know what white privilege is? A lot of Americans, when they're white, they're born into this white privilege, and so we're implementing a new, just a 1% tax on the Caucasians, just to use that money to fund programs in the minority communities. Would you help to support the white privilege tax by just print your name there.
Print
birth date and a signature. You know, the white Americans are born into this white privilege, and to help, you know, make everything more equal, we're just going to implement the white privilege tax, just a 1% on the Caucasians. Use that money and redistribute it into minority communities. So I appreciate you supporting that tax. Thank you so much. Trying to help out with some of the minority community programs and increase funding by implementing a white privilege tax, just a 1% tax on the Caucasians, which will then be redistributed into helping some of the minority communities.
Well, but actually, I'm not from here.
This is really just you don't even need to be a resident. It's basically just to go to the city council and say, hey, we've got 100,000 signatures. They won't cross-reference or anything. It'd really help out quite a bit.
So, in other words, tax a white man?
Yeah, it's the white privilege tax to sort of offset the inequality that we experience as white people being born into white privilege. It's, you know, just a 1% income tax on white people to be redistributed to some of the minority communities and programs. I really appreciate you supporting that. Did you sign to signature?
Oh,
yeah, name, birth date, and the signature on there, too. Okay. Thanks for supporting that white tax.
Thank you.
The white privilege tax, just a small 1% on the Caucasians to help fund programs in the minority community. We're gonna take that silver spoon out of the white people's mouths. We're going to put it back into yours.
Appreciate it, man.
You guys deserve that.
Aren't you white?
Yeah, but you know what? I have enjoyed the white privilege myself, so I'm trying to give back to the African-American community with the white privilege tax.
Thanks,
so,
man. Appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right.
It's a new white privilege tax on the Caucasians' income. It's just an extra 1%.
That's terrible. That's awful. What the f***?
Thank you. I appreciate that, bro. Implement the white privilege tax just to help make everybody more equal. So the Caucasians will just have a 1% tax added to their income, which will help fund programs in the minorities and in the inner cities. Just a quick birth date or print your name, birth date and a signature. You know, when white people are born in America, they're born into this white privilege. This program is going to implement the white privilege tax, just the 1% onto Caucasian income, which will be redistributed into the minority communities. So we appreciate you supporting that for equality. Thank you so much.
All right, man.
Appreciate it. Have a good day. So apparently these mentally enslaved morons think that in order to fight racism, they're going to implement a racist policy by taxing white people. You have benefited from white privilege from being in America, so we're trying to give back to the minority communities to implement it's a white privilege tax. It's just a 1%.
Hold on. Is this a joke?
It's just a 1% tax. A lot of Caucasians experience white privilege being born in America white.
Yes.
So we're trying to...
Thank you. I appreciate
we're
you.
We're trying to...
You're the kind of white dude I like. Thank you.
I'm on
not
your side.
I like white
is he white?
I love white dudes.
I'm white.
Yeah,
we're
but
trying
you know,
to,
white dudes that
what
you
type
promote
of white,
this kind
of... But
they're
I'm German.
Aware of the white privilege.
We're trying to give back to offset things, so we're implementing a new white privilege tax. Basically, to help kind of bring down and offset the white privilege, mm-hmm. we're implementing... extra 1% tax on the Caucasians.
Oh, wow.
Which will be redistributed to help minority community programs.
Oh, yeah.
So just print their print birthday and a signature.
But, like, the people now, though? Like,
well, the white people are beneficiaries of the white privilege institutional racism in this country. He knows.
Oh,
and
God.
So the white privilege tax, it's just a small 1% tax on the Caucasians. So I appreciate you supporting that.
No, honestly,
bro.
That's cool that you're promoting, you're aware of that kind of stuff going
on. Yeah, dude.
I
it's just a small 1% white privilege tax.
Awesome.
They can deal with that.
I appreciate it.
You know, white privileged Americans, white Caucasians have benefited from the institutional racism in America, and we're trying to implement a new, it's a white privilege tax. It's just 1%
on
the
Caucasians. I don't want to tax you guys.
It's just a 1% tax on the Caucasians.
It wasn't about you guys. It wasn't you guys who wouldn't have all this.
Well, it's time to give back.
What are you talking about?
It's just a 1% tax on the Caucasians to help
You're joking.
We are joking.
We're Jay Leno or Jay
Hey, thank you for not being so stupid and being. Thank you for not being racist.
We're trying
to fight racism by being racist. To tax those white. Oh, yeah. Oh, they want to just tax the white man and, you know. We're going to fight racism by being racist.
Yeah. All right. The full video is up on Infowars.com and MarkDice.com as well. There's a little bit more there. I skipped the network break. Imagine Martin Luther King, who said we should be colorblind and judgeable by the content of their character and their deeds, which is common sense. Imagine Martin Luther King watching a spectacle like that. But that's what modern political correctness is. And the truth is, the West has a very long, wicked history. But even the big liberal Jim Morrison said, the West is the best, in one of his songs. And I don't even know if I'd say the West is the best. I mean, maybe the best at limited freedom. Because other societies and cultures, even if they had an elite that was cultured and that had science, didn't really want to progress, whether it was China or Japan or Mesoamerica or Africa or the Middle East, because the ruling elite had set up feudalism and they didn't want an upwardly mobile middle class. And by the way, it was the same thing for almost 1,000 years during what they call the Dark Ages in Europe, where the elite did not want progress and would basically kill anybody that engaged in mathematics, research, herbology, anything. So the truth is, people act the same all over the world. And it's very easy for historians to point at problems in Western culture and then not go study other cultures that did the exact same stuff. Every culture human sacrificed. Every culture sacrificed their children. Every culture started wars with their neighbors and robbed them. Every culture played off tribal differences, whether it was one African tribe killing another, or one Mesoamerican tribe killing the other, or one Germanic and Gallic tribe killing each other in Europe. It's been the same story over and over again. And I'm not for war. But it was necessity. Inventions basically created out of necessity. They say necessity is the mother of invention. And so Europe had all these endless wars, complex wars, and a lot of technology did get developed up until the Renaissance. The only technology that was allowed was basically military. If you study people like Leonardo da Vinci and others, they couldn't make money painting or sculpting like they could coming up with war machines. And then the middle class started to form. A lot of factors went into that. There was a black plague that wiped out most of the elites in the cities. For the first time in 1,000 years, labor was valued, and so people were valued again. And so an attitude that humans weren't ugly and bad was embraced, and we saw the greatest period over the next 450 years of innovation, invention, and light coming into the world that this planet's ever seen. And now if you read the Club of Rome, Council on Foreign Relations, UN, Ecoscience, or turn on television, it's the world without people. How much better we'd be without humans? To destroy our life force, to destroy the idea that humans have any value, to destroy that innate upward mobility, master builder, designer, creator spark that humans have in their heart and in their minds, so that we'll just abdicate our responsibility and our birthright and hand it over to the technological technocrats and say, you know what, we are ugly and bad. We'll just fight with each other here in the dirt and watch civilization unravel and collapse and not rise to the challenge and see humanity go to the stars. We agree with you that we're an ugly, broke-back species that isn't even worth moving into the next millennium or even in the next century. And so we're going to let you run the show. How did the British Empire, ruled by European royalty, come about in the 1850s with the current plan we live under today? I've made a film about it, End Game, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I've talked a lot about Francis Galton and George Bernard Shaw later and all these different type characters. Charles Darwin. And the limited pop representation that the public's given. Even the so-called intelligentsia. But what really happened is European elites were challenged by the giant middle class and the fast growth of innovation and technological development and the open dissemination of information and a public that within 200 years of the invention of the printing press was voraciously accelerating their understanding of the world. The rock stars of the age were trailblazers, inventors, men of honor, women of honor, and it was just too much for the establishment to handle. And so they openly went to scientists and said, we're going to buy you all off, develop mind technologies of mind war, as it was called in the 1880s, to bring people back into enslavement, back into an agrarian society, back into feudalism. And that's what Agenda 21 and the UN and UNESCO and all of this is, and they admit it, is a new dark age for all of us with our numbers massively reduced, with the elite living in high-tech, breakaway civilization, technological reservations, above the law, tax-exempt, with diplomatic immunity, in their castles, in their techno-castles, feeding on us outside the gates. And I know that I make that announcement and basically break that down about once a week. But that's because no one else is saying it but them. They're saying what I'm saying, but from their perspective. And so the public needs to understand the great challenge we face and why we're being divided and conquered right now. Now, when we return, I'll get into the big news. The EU dictatorship goes into overdrive. Then the latest on the situation in Chattanooga with protesters on the street saying, how dare you cover up that it was radical Islamic attack?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, he's the highest level NSA whistleblower ever, the technical director of the National Security Agency, formerly. William Binney will be joining us in the second hour to cover the Big Brother rollout, the admission of total surveillance, not just by governments, but by corporations. We'll get into the Ashley Madison hack here in a moment as well. But we'll be talking about that with him. I'm going to get into the latest on the Chattanooga shooting, the hunt for the source of the leaked Royal Nazi Salute film footage. They're talking about arresting him. See, because the public doesn't care if it's on record the King of England was the top Nazi, or that Prince Philip, the Queen's husband's a Nazi, who says, kill all the minorities. No one dare criticize the actual hardcore demons dressed up in clown suits with crowns on their heads, taxpayer paid for. I mean, these people are a bigger joke than Kim Jong-un. Went in, wiped out all the real nobility of England. They're like cowbirds that get in a nest and kick out the eggs, then lay their own eggs, and then the bluebird or whatever comes back and raises it. But because they wear giant monkey suits, and in fact, pull up photos of Prince Philip, Queen Elizabeth's husband, Prince Charles's father, the grandfather of these new miscreant children. We're all supposed to worship and fawn over. Look at their ugly-looking dad with his clown face. And they'll be wearing, like, red uniforms from the 16th century or the 17th century. And then we're just supposed to bow down to it. It's just a complete joke. While this guy and his foundations fund the anti-gun movements, the open borders, all the anti-white initiatives, because if you're an elitist, you hate everybody, not just other white people. You want to dominate anyone who could ever unseat you. You have a predatory attitude to poison everyone but yourself. His cousin, the consort of the Queen of the Netherlands, who died a few years ago, Prince Bernhard, one of the founders of Bilderberg Group, was a Nazi as well. And, of course, he ran and founded the World Wildlife Fund, that it came out was a front for poaching and selling animal parts. there's nothing the public won't buy. And then look at all their stupid little princelings behind them in their own little military outfits. I mean, this is a joke. Oh, it's been a long time since royalty led the troops in battle. And this isn't even a product of the British Isles. That's what's even more disgusting about it. The globalists are like the John Carpenter movie, The Thing, the remake of the 50s movie that came out in the 80s. They look and act like they're part of the culture of freedom, and they are the opposite. They are the anti-freedom. So we'll get into that as well. You know, we have some of the very best nutraceuticals out there that are really the missing link. Some of them are very complex, patented compounds like the ingredients that are in DNA Force. Others are just super clean, super strong, basic staples that are such staples, nobody talks about them or promotes them. Things like X2, Nation Iodine, Deep Earth Source, purest form, blocks the bad halogens, fills up the glands with the good halogens, weight loss, energy, stamina, healthier skin. For me personally, it's been a complete game changer, a life changer. Everybody can see the difference. I mean, I've lost 60, almost 70 pounds. I've got another 20 to lose, and it's coming off me. In fact, before I leave town, I am going to be going to Europe to cover the meltdown in the next few weeks. I need to take my shirt off again and do a side-by-side from the last photos a few months ago. It is dramatic. Now, standing up straight, I actually have a six-pack. It is unbelievable. Tiny pad of fat. I maybe have 3 pounds of fat left on my back and stomach. Just a tiny little punch right at the front. There's a six-pack right here on the sides. And now you start to see the six-pack under it. And that's doing the exact same exercise, in fact, less. The same exercise I've been doing for 2 years, but less than I was doing 5 years ago. 5 years ago, I lived on Lake Travis, and I would get up at 5:30, drink coffee in the spring and summer and fall until the lake got down to about 65. I couldn't swim in the winter. And I would swim from one end of the lake to the other and back. Only once did I have the cops go, you need to have a flag with you while you're doing it. And the lake is completely smooth. Nobody out there but fishermen. You might see two boats go by at 6 a.m. And I'd swim over a mile. Only take me, I don't know, 25 minutes, maybe 20, and then swim back. And I'd get out all pumped red, but fat on my back, fat on my stomach. big arms, big legs, you know, healthy. My heart was healthy, but could not shed the fat. I mean, I shed like 30 pounds doing that. Let me tell you, I go hiking maybe once or twice a week, maybe 2 miles, 3 miles with the kids. I lift weights 5 days a week, aerobic style, and I've lost almost 70 pounds. So it is dramatic, and I could say it's the iodine, super male vitality when I forget to take it, all these compacted, concentrated herbs, cold-pressed. When I forget to take it, I just don't have the stamina and the energy. It's amazing. Those two products together with things like Beyond Tangy Tangerine from InfoWarsHealth.com, that's the longevity product, but getting all the minerals and trace elements, it all works together. So InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsHealth.com, InfoWarsLife.com to find all of our proprietary products. And I said we'd sell out by Monday. We will sell out today of Super Male. Quite frankly, Super Female just has one other ingredient in it and works just as fine on men, but it'll sell out by next week. And X2 will sell out in the next couple days. But you'll be able to get on a waiting list, and it should just be a few weeks till we get more of it in. And I want to thank you all for your financial support. We couldn't fund any of this operation without you. And we have free shipping in the month of July on top of all of that. But in the next couple hours, Super Male will sell out. But you can get on the waiting list. You'll get an email right when it comes back in, and then you can place your order. That will sell out in the next few hours, and X2 in the next day to two. It was about to sell out Friday, and then it didn't sell really this weekend, so there's a few days left of X2, and I think it'll be gone within about 2 days. So InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And the great part about us being self-funded with products, non-GMO seeds, high-quality sport radios, Patriot apparel, pro-Second Amendment apparel, is you help spread the word and you fund a hardcore operation while you get high-quality products. So thank you for your support. You can also call to order 888-253-3139. We have a lot of other products that are back in. ProstaGuard sold out for 2.5 months is back in. The strongest, lowest cost as well. Just super high quality ProstaGuard product. Real game changer there as well. We've got the Oxy powder in for flushing out your intestines. We've got the Super Female Vitality. We'll still be in for a few weeks. And we've got Brain Force should be back in about 2-3 weeks. It's been sold out for over a month. We're getting more of the liver cleanse that was so popular in the next few weeks. So a lot of that stuff's going to be back in. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Okay, enough on that front. Neighbors would see me. I'm not bragging. It's not that big a deal to swim 2 miles, but people that swim 30 miles in a day. You know, in the English Channel, when it's like 60 degrees, I couldn't do that. But neighbors would see me or walk over me and say, you swim to one side of the lake and back. It's a little over a mile each way at that point because the lake wasn't down like it is now. Now it's back up. But they're like, aren't you worried about alligator gar? They're like 10-foot ones in that lake. They've never even been known to attack humans. But still, it's scary. Aren't you scared of boats running you over? No, that's why I'd wear an obnoxious red swim cap. Wouldn't dare get out in the lake when people are out there. But it just shows how I'm not governed by paralyzing fear. In high school, we'd go to the beach. And I think it's what separated the boys from the men. Almost all the guys would be scared to go skinny dipping with the cheerleaders. I should tell these stories. I feel like I'm ready to go. And, of course, the only thing you really had to worry about out in the Gulf of Mexico at night was not so much sharks. They're out there, but you got a better chance by being run over by an elephant than bitten by a shark is the jellyfish. But, I mean, you just can't live in a total culture of fear, like being called racist. Oh, you don't support Obamacare? You must be a racist. People have to get through the fear in their lives to really be able to live. Now, I'm a father of three now and have an important mission to carry out. That's why I've never gone skydiving. I really want to go skydiving, but I won't put myself in a risky situation for no reason. I will put myself in risky situations to fight for freedom, to stand up for human liberty. And we need people out there to get outside of their comfort zones and to start getting involved. And I know I'm stating the obvious here, but now is the time. Now, I personally was deeply outraged Saturday. And I really had one of those moments where you're basically hit by a thunderbolt of dismay that the shooter, Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz, who died in a shootout with police last Thursday, now a fifth person has died, a Navy member, four Marines, one Navy sailor, and three others wounded. And he goes to Kuwait back and forth. His dad's under investigation. He's connected into these radical groups. Yeah, things go bad in his life. He has nothing to lose. So he goes out and carries out a holy war, a jihad. And they get on the news and say, this is not because he's Islamic, and this is not connected to terrorism, when it was clearly terrorism. I mean, we said the little white degenerate drug head shooting up the nine black people was a terrorist and was out of control. But see, it's political correctness. He put out tweets that he was going to get the American dogs. ISIS put out tweets taking credit before it was even announced he was Islamic. He tweeted that he was going to carry out an attack 30 minutes before he did it. And then they invert reality and say no connection to Islam. I'm not here trying to demonize Islam. Anybody who's been listening a long time knows that. But when our government and the globalists fund radical Islam to take over the rest of the Middle East and radicalize the rest of that region, bring in record numbers of Islamic immigrants who, from Detroit to London, from New York City to Miami, are on the news coming out telling women to wear hoods on their heads and overturning, you know, people's tables and getting aggressive and saying, you will live as we want you to live. This is not compatible with free, laissez-faire Western civilization. They even had MSNBC come out and say, oh, it's because Tennessee's full of a bunch of gun nuts. He's probably a gun nut. Days after it was known. And so now U.S. investigators probe shooter's alleged war text message. He sent a text saying, I'm now declaring war. So even self-identified as a, quote, the definition of an enemy combatant, but now under political correctness, they can't do that. And so the Washington Post should have the headline here, Americans protest angry over cover-up of Islamic terror. But no, the headline is, angry protesters in Chattanooga, when's the government going to do something? Paulina Proxemire was surrounded by screaming street preachers, angry protesters, and unsettled mourners who had just arrived at Sunday church. Her son, Petty Officer Second Class Randall Smith, 26, had died Saturday from wounds suffered in a shooting rampage here. The attacker was an aimless, depressed 24-year-old Muslim man whose online postings suggest he may have been motivated by radical Islamist movements. Yeah, and do you think grizzly bears take a crap in the woods? I mean, I'm sorry, folks. It's just this is getting old. Proxemire stood across from the bullet-riddled Armed Forces Recruiting Center, one of two military sites attacked by the gunman last week. She brushed back a strand of sweat-soaked hair and sobbed. Her son had been dead for barely one day. Around her, people were screaming. I can't believe these people even come here to this country, one woman yelled. Why do they come here? Exactly. Why'd you bring your family from Kuwait? We let women drive. We don't sexually mutilate them. We got to bow down to everybody and just say, we're sorry that freedom came from the West. We're sorry spaceships came. We're sorry classical music. We're sorry medicine. We're sorry. Yeah, a lot of bad stuff too. But look at all the other cultures. We're sick of it. We're sorry you feel inferior or bad and don't feel like you're accepted by Western culture. You came here because, though, we're so accepting. We pay for everybody to come here and have their babies. What more can we do? We're a pathetic joke. We're totally conquered by criminals and foreign banks. And you're not going to be able to cover up the racial attacks and the clashes and all these disparate, different subsects here in America. Because the melting pot is broken. It's not come here and adopt Americana culture and then keep your culture and it becomes part of the American culture. Because you could take, in the past, a culture from Mexico that was European, Spanish predominantly, or you could take Italians into the U.S., which were European, which was Western. You could take Russians, you could take Japanese, because their culture was about working together. But now they're bringing in people from all over who are the most radical groups who will chop your head off if you get caught looking at porn. And you got the left over here who wants to teach your kids how to watch porn, but then they want to bring people in that'll chop their heads off. It's an oxymoron. It doesn't fit together. So, yeah, this guy brought his son in here, and his son got whacked out and couldn't handle it. We're going to go to break, but people are mad, and this is how they're starting the clash of civilizations. Look at this one. Exploding Muslim immigration overwhelms FBI. I'm going to dovetail that with this London Telegraph article. Life for young Greek men is completely in limbo. How this is spreading all over the world. How the shooter was declaring bankruptcy, was on drugs, according to his diary. Well, that ties into what's happening to every other group of young men. It's bigger than just religion.
So I asked my buddy Mark, where does the name Ghost Gun come from? You know, the Ghost AR-15 80% rifle kits? Ghost? What's a Ghost Gun? He says, duh, they kill ghosts. I said, really? Ghosts? He said, yeah. I said, matter of fact, they're guaranteed to kill ghosts, Sasquatch, space aliens, and any other paranormal force that might come your way. So they just appropriately named them Ghost Guns. And I said, okay, that's a big problem in my neighborhood, so where do I get one? He said, Guns80.com. I said, where? Guns80.com? Okay then, I'm headed to Guns80.com. Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're being conquered by the globe. synthetic mind control. But in the end game, they're going to play every culture, every society, every religion off against each other with the New World Order and its global peacekeeping forces as the referees who come in and arbitrate the disputes, of course, consolidating power amongst themselves, further dividing the people, bringing in a new dark age. Now, I'm not an apologist for Islam's failings, Islam's radicalization. That said, the West has done the Middle East wrong. If you want to know why radical Islam is spreading, look in the mirror. NATO openly funding the Free Syrian Army and others. It is a destabilization program. But it's not new. The State Department for more than 50 years, this is even in the Washington Post, has funded madrasas with radical Islamic rhetoric. Now, the argument was it was to be a bulwark against communism. The truth is to keep the Middle East in a Stone Age position, because previous to the rise of Islam, much of what we call the Middle East today were capitals of science, engineering, and commerce. And then they got taken over basically and became a warlike culture. There'd always been war going on in the areas, and became more of a conquest type culture, and began clashing with Western civilization with the rise of the Prophet Muhammad. And so, yes, Islam has been about conquest since day one. Let's not be liars about that. And that's why it's as far east as, you know, China and the Philippines. Islam's all over the world. There were Islamic pirates, you know, off the coast of Australia 180 years ago. But the public is ignorant to all of this. But a lot of Muslim countries were very cultured, pro-Western. They're the ones that get targeted and overthrown. Because who wants those people building rocket ships? Who wants them having nuclear power plants that are peaceful? Who wants them having colleges and their young women going to school and being doctors? They want them with bags over their heads. And when the Saudi prince comes, or the Saudi king comes to the south of France, they shut down miles of beach in the middle of a hotel district so he doesn't have to look at people. That was in the news yesterday. As God would have it, as a cruel joke, I guess, and no one knows the way the Lord works, mysterious ways, the most radical group out there is given all the oil and merges, as it would, with the British intelligence, which is the eugenics cult. But meanwhile, life for young Greek men is completely in limbo, broke and beset by stigma of unemployment. Young Greek men are putting off serious relationships and extending their childhood indefinitely. That's the breakdown of demographics out of Greece in the London Telegraph. And that ties into investigators on Sunday were probing the communications of the shooter who killed U.S. troops in Chattanooga to determine his possible motive. Four Marines were killed and a sailor. They're not calling it an act of terrorism. And they go into how he was depressed, losing his job, going bankrupt on illegal drugs. I mean, how do you blame somebody coming out of Kuwait as a young kid and thrown into a gangster Mac Daddy culture that's weaponized by MTV to destroy everybody? And then you get this weird mutation that I've seen radical Islamists merging with the whole Mac Daddy pimp game. It's a idiocracy perspective that makes me want to throw up. Though it is a fascinating world, to quote Idiocracy. And so, across the world, from Spain to the United States, young men are told to be boys till you're 35 now. Stay in your parents' basement and just simulate that you're a conqueror on your Sony PlayStation or your Kinect. This is the mind control. This is the future that doesn't need us. This is the end of humanity. The end of men in the military. It's all going to be robots. We're being broken right now.
Live.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.